It has been 2 weeks since the Miami Herald fired 3 reporters from its Spanish-language affiliate El Nuevo Herald for taking pay from the U.S. government. And since then, the paper's been busy trying to explain its actions to the Cuban-American community. The reporters were paid to appear on U.S.-funded broadcasts to Cuba. The Herald ran an editorial defending the firings. Then this past Sunday, it took the unusual step of printing on its front page a letter from its publisher. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, it's done little to cool the anger in South Florida's Cuban-American community.
On Spanish-language radio, in letters to the editor, and on the Internet, the outcry against the Miami Herald from Cuban-Americans has been loud and unrelenting.
This is an issue that, of course, is very upsetting to many Cubans.
Ninoska Perez is well-known in Miami, hosting a daily talk show on the Spanish-language station Radio Mambí. She's also one of 10 people named in an article earlier this month that identified journalists and commentators who were paid by the U.S. government for their appearances on radio and TV Martí. The Herald fired 3 of its reporters who were named in the article, saying it's a matter of journalistic ethics. But Perez says that's not how it appeared to many Cuban Americans.
It's like an intent to silence voices that have been out there denouncing the violations of human rights in Cuba. We have been denouncing the abuses of Castro's regime.
The Miami Herald's Spanish language affiliate reports that since the firings, the paper has been inundated with letters from angry readers. Also, that more than 1,200 readers have canceled their subscriptions to the 2 papers. Herald Vice President Robert Beatty calls that number insignificant when judged against the paper's combined daily circulation of 380,000.
The vast majority of the community, we believe, however, is totally supportive of what the Herald did and how the Herald handled that particular matter, and will continue, we presume, in that support.
But last week, in an attempt to address the anger, the Herald's editors tried to explain their position. In an editorial, the paper said, quote, "It is plain wrong to infer that the Miami Herald would intentionally try to help the dictator in Cuba."
There's something going on between the Miami Herald hierarchy and the hierarchy of the Cuban regime.
Conservative Cuban-American author and columnist Humberto Fontova says many think the article and the firing of the journalists is connected with efforts by the Miami Herald to open a news bureau in Havana. Herald Vice President Robert Beatty says that's simply not the case.
The Herald has not been, is not now, nor does it foresee that we will be in negotiations with the government of Cuba to have a bureau or any other facility there on the island.
But many Cuban Americans remain unconvinced. Humberto Fontova points to what many consider a smoking gun, a roundtable discussion on government TV in Cuba that seemed to anticipate the Herald action. It was on a show watched by many in Miami, Mesa Redonda.
And they were talking about Cuban American journalists in the U.S. being on the payroll of the Bush administration and how some of them were going to recently lose their jobs. Wouldn't you know? Exactly 2 weeks later, that's what happened. How would they have known about this?
Beatty says Herald management wishes it knew how Mesa Redonda knew about the story before it was published, but that the information didn't come from within the paper. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.